The numbers come from a report by the Wisconsin Women's Council. It analyzed 7,000 offices across state, county, and city governments and school boards. Christine Lidberry is the council's executive director. Compared to a similar report done 2 years ago, she says there are now 10 fewer women holding elected office. It's a very small drop, but Lidberry says it's not a gain either.
You know, it's a disturbing trend, and we see it kind of across just about all the different positions, that they've either more or less stayed the same or kind of gone down a little bit.
The report found women hold about 29% of elected office in state and tribal governments, city councils, county boards, and school districts, but only about 10% of Wisconsin mayors or county board chairs are female. Lidberry says when women do run for office, they have just as good a chance of winning as a male opponent, but she says women may tend to think they're not qualified.
I also think that women don't identify as much with politics. They don't see themselves as much in politics. Where, you know, men have much more in terms of role models. And we're very fortunate in this state. We have some wonderful women holding very high levels of government, lieutenant governor, chief justice of the Supreme Court, state treasurer. But, you know, that doesn't really seem to be translating into more women in local government.
Lidberry says 20% of Wisconsin cities don't have any women on the city council. The state has also never had a female governor or U.S. senator. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.